to cell phones. We're going to go on a break, and then we're going to be talking a very, very interesting New Jerseyan on why cell phones could pose a health hazard. I'm Jesse Priest. We'll be right back.
WMTR.
Welcome back to Ask the Expert. I'm Jesse Freeze. Killer cell phones. How safe are cell phones? If cell phones are not allowed in hospitals because they can interfere with their machinery, what are they doing to your brain? Cell phones are everywhere. According to this morning's guest on Ask the Expert, New Jersey's Paul Sean Fitzgerald, a radiation consultant who has dedicated the past 10 years researching and providing solutions to the dangerous effects that cell phone radiation pose to our environment, our children, and us. Recent scientific tests show that just 2 hours of exposure to high-frequency electromagnetic fields, such as the ones you are exposed to every time you turn on your cell phone, can lead to permanent DNA damage in brain and sex cells. Yet while the World Health Organization warns children to limit their cell phone use to less than 1 hour a day, Disney is licensing its characters to Sprint so that the two corporations can market wireless service for 8 to 12-year-olds. Paul Sean Fitzgerald is founder of the Research Center for Wireless Technology, a graduate of the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and we'll talk on cell phones and what they pose to our children. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you for having me, Joy.
As a home radiation consultant and a leading researcher in providing solutions to the dangerous effects that cell radiation poses, tell us how serious they are.
Well, you know, I saw a great... What I try to do with audiences is I really try to give them a nice picture. And I read this article today that I thought was perfect. What they did is they took an egg that was a normal egg, put it in a porcelain cup, put two cell phones by the side of it, called the cell phones, and then kept a walkie-talkie radio on so that the cell phones would stay on. And the results are astonishing. Now, here was the results. After 15 minutes, the egg became slightly warm. After 25 minutes, the egg became very warm. After 40 minutes, the egg became very hot. And the inside, the white protein part was cooked. And then after 65 minutes, the egg was fully cooked inside the yolk and outside. 65 minutes with two cell phones. They used porcelain because porcelain is a good conductor of heat. So, and you know what was ironic is they put the cell phones inside cigarette boxes, empty cigarette boxes, which I thought was just perfect for an analogy of what the past. We didn't learn from the past with cigarettes. We're going to have to relearn with cell phones, unfortunately.
And everywhere you go, you see people holding a cell phone. On the way up to the station today, we saw people on the street, people in their car. Everyone seems to have a cell phone. And scientific evidence links cell phone use to DNA damage, brain tumor, Alzheimer's disease, cancer, and more.
Exactly. People say, oh, there's no research in the U.S. There's plenty of research in the U.S. You can find research at University of Utah. There's Dr. Om Gandhi. And in 1997, he showed how cell phone radiation, picture this if you can, three skulls, a 5-year-old, 10-year-old adult. He showed how it penetrated a child, a 5-year-old, 75% more than an adult, the same type of radiation emitted from a cell phone. And this has been known since 1997.
Why aren't we doing something about this? If a cell phone poses that much a threat to a child's brain, this is awful.
Well, this isn't easy information to find. It is and it isn't. The problem is we have both sides of the. It's a double-edged sword here. For example, in 1993, there were 15 million cell phone users. Then what happened was, on Larry King Alive, Larry King got a hold of somebody named Dave Reynard, whose wife died of a tumor the same size and shape as her cell phone antenna. That created pandemonium in the cell phone industry. They got it together $28 million, hired Dr. George Carlo, who started to do this study over 6 years, $28 million, did double peer review studies. Long story short, by the end of the study, he found alarming results. blood-brain barrier breaches, double-strand DNA breakages, micronuclei formation, among other findings. All this he sent back to the lab 2 and 3 times to confirm it. And then you haven't, he wrote a book on this. You've probably never heard of the book with all these results. The book is called Invisible Hazards of the Wireless Age by Dr. George Carlo. And it's an excellent book. And it's, you can find it on Amazon. I think Amazon has it. It's, and he's coming out supposedly with a movie. They dismissed him after the research was done. They dismissed him. So thank you for your research. You're out of money now, right? And he was out of money, and that's where the money was coming from. So it stopped. His house got burnt down in the after that because he didn't stop his research, which is fortunate for us that he wasn't hurt and everything's fine. But I'm not putting the two together, but just a little.
Very, very interesting. If cell phones are not allowed in sensitive areas such as hospitals, equipment, or while on an airline flight, if they're so strong, what are they doing to our brain?
Yeah, that's, well, Harry, even to add to that, they're not, in Japan, they do not allow cell phones on the subway system because of secondhand radiation exposure. Just a little tidbit that a lot of people...
That's a big tidbit. What are some symptoms that indicate overexposure to cell phone radiations? I know many people have told me that when they're on a cell phone, they have a burning sensation or they feel their side of their head getting hot.
That's side of their head numb. I talk with people who get numbness, tingling in their hands, headaches, forgetfulness. Headaches are a huge one. Immediately upon getting on the phone, they'll start to feel headaches. There's people who have skin problems, blood sugar increases, and the symptoms, the problem with the symptoms is they're very characteristic of other hypoglycemia, hypothyroidism. It's a fine line to blame something that you can't see.
I have so much to ask you. What about homes that are directly below or near power lines? What is your feeling on that?
Well, there's a video.
Can the real estate agent say, oh, well, the power line right over your house, that doesn't matter?
Well, I have a video on my website that you can watch. It's a short 2-minute intro video, and it shows you, and I think it's New Zealand, that there's about 16 people standing on their phone line, high-tension power lines, and they have fluorescent tubes in their hands, and they're just holding them in the night, being interviewed by a newscaster, and lighting up the tubes. Because what happens is the EMF radiation, it conducts through the tubes. And to take that a step further, there's been testing. See, it's been forgotten about. In the 70s and 80s, there were full... The experiments they did were they took one school system was close to the power lines. They took half the school system because there was a high rate of leukemia, lymphomas, and brain cancers in that school system, and they followed them for about 8 to 10 years. And what they showed was the side of the school that was near the high-tension power lines, it was a remarkable, it was something over 50% increase in these types. These were children getting leukemia and lymphoma, children that shouldn't be getting it. And the other side of the room was fine. There was no cancer rate. They were enough because one little safety note for everyone is the farther you are away from radiation, for example, a TV, 3 feet is a good distance. It drops off logarithmically, and it'll be much safer for you.
And what about the microwave?
Well, microwave, that is an interesting history. If you go back in the microwave, the Germans created the microwave for World War II. And what happened was so they could cook their food quickly to get the soldiers back to battle. After the war was finished, they said, we do not want that device back in here. We know exactly what it does. We created it. We know what it does to the DNA and the molecular structure of food. It actually raises the white blood cells in your body when you take in microwave food.
And according to a study, study from, I understand, from the Neurological Hospital, the university in Germany, cellular telephones, high-frequency electromagnetic fields lead to a significant increase in blood pressure.
Hey, that's what I'm taking note of right there. Exactly. There's so many different... And you, if I take my meter, my tri-field meter next to a microwave, I can go 10 feet away from it and detect magnetic fields from a microwave.
And what is this doing to our brain?
Well, magnetic fields, basically, there's different types of radiation. Magnetic are some that can penetrate the skull and delve in, and penetrate into the cellular, past the cellular membranes, open up. The fine line is between magnetic radiation and microwave radiation. You're dealing with both with a microwave.
I just want to jump very quickly because we don't have a lot of time, but I've worked for 35 to 40 years in many of New Jersey's and other major radio stations. At one station, not this one, a secretary to the general manager sat with, I'd say, within 200 feet of the high-frequency radio towers, and she did that for about 10 years, and at 60, she came down with a brain tumor and tragically died. Is this a coincidence, or does those radio towers, did they admit something?
Oh, sure. You're dealing with radio towers. There's alpha and beta brain waves. It's smack in the middle of our alpha and beta brain waves, not to mention the major wattage that these towers put out, depending on how many different channels and antennas they have upon them. So if you're in the beam or the umbrella type wave they put out across the world, you're basically being exposed on different levels. The short answer is they're very unsafe, and we're going to find out in the future. Unfortunately, the studies are not being done to inform the public about how dangerous they are.
You mean the radio towers?
Yeah, it's well known that AM, FM radio towers are very unsafe for the human body. We're direct current beings, North Pole to South Pole like the Earth. We go at very low hertz, and all of a sudden we're dealing with these very high oscillating frequency devices like cordless phones, cell phone towers. This has been known for many years that these frequencies are foreign to us, and there should be the research is being done, but it's being done with very small budgets, and the results are alarming of what's coming out about the different studies, what they're finding.
Well, maybe you can give us some hints on how to stay safe living near the towers or working in a radio station. I'm Jesse Fries. We're talking to Paul Fitzgerald from New Jersey. He's an expert on power lines. His book is Cell Phone, Friend or Enemy, opening a Pandora's box of questions. I'm Jesse Fries. We'll be right back with Paul Fitzgerald.